Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, Vancouver band What, and that's W-U-T, with Allies With You from their album Mingling With The Thorns. That came out the end of August, and if you get a chance, check them out on Bandcamp. It's WUTband.bandcamp.com. Strongly encourage you to check out that record if you like what you heard. Hopefully you'll like what you hear the rest of the show. We've got an live session recorded earlier this week with Aro Kemka, the artist from Calgary, stopped by the station. They perform under the name A.N. and did a session and an interview. That's coming up shortly. But before we get to that, new single from former Winnipegger, now Montrealer, Claire Morrison. She recorded this with Rihanna, recent guest here on Thank God It's Free Range, and just landed it in our inboxes earlier this week. So thanks to Claire for sending it over. Here it is for you now.
Thank you.
Shame for the faith I placed into your hands. The man I thought you would become, despite local tradition I longed for. Ah, but God makes a mess of all manner of things. Here we go, look at us go. Look at how far we are traveling, nice and slow. To go fast, meant to fly far. So then why is this thing making its way to the ground? Won't forgive you the photos you'll recall. I said no, and yet I went to Tokyo to save us, you know. Here we go, look at us go. Look at how far we are traveling, nice and slow. Here we go.
Known as true.
The West End Cultural Center will play host to three unique performances on Saturday, November 16th, as the Winnipeg Arts Council presents Sing Me a Song You've Never Heard Before. A cross-discipline event focused as much on words as on music, the evening will feature the talents of Winnipeg poet laureate Chimwemwe Undi in collaboration with cellist Nathan Cron, the world premiere of Too Far to Walk, a song cycle composed by Karen Sinabaka with poetry by John Sampson Fellows, performed by choral and operatic talents Lisa Rumpel and Aaron Hutton, and a performance by acclaimed singer-songwriter Teresa Thor. Sing Me a Song You've Never Heard Before is part of City of Song, a celebration of Winnipeg's 150th birthday taking place throughout 2024, showcasing the city's talents and creating space for Winnipeggers to engage with the power of song. Advance tickets for this special evening are only $10 and are available now through Eventbrite. So get yours and don't miss out on the music at the West End Cultural Center on Saturday, November 16th, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
All right. So this first song I'm going to play is a song called Imposter Syndrome. So this next one is a song called Beyond Repair.
Starting to feel like I'm beyond repair.
I don't have a lot of friends. Guess what? I'm not the only one. 'Cause one day they're here and the next they're gone without missing me at all. I don't wanna feel like safe is for rent. I'm starting to feel like I'm beyond repair. I'm beyond repair. What I'm fighting for might never happen. I feel so far away. Someone help me, please. My dreams are dying. I keep crawling in place. So I ask myself, how did I get here? I gave in to fear. How do I get out? Maybe there's just no need for me to be here. You see me rushing, but it's not clear where I'm going. Lately, my brain's out to annihilate me. Can't decide if I am over saying, help me. It seems like things are changing, but I've got a long, long way to go. And the further removed I get, the more I'm ashamed of who I was. I don't wanna feel like safe is for it. I'm starting to feel like I'm beyond repair. All right, so this one is called Brain On. Let me try that again. This one is called Brain On.
What's that now? Whoa, that's wild. I can't stop. Weakened by loneliness, I can't decide if I should try to get close to you. I get excited by the thought of connection too. I like to cry 'cause of what I make believe. It's time I put my brain on. I can see how passionate this could be. 'Cause I see in you my intensity. But if I'm not it, I guess watch me live. Let the facts reveal that limerence will get me nowhere. I can't decide if I should try to get close to you. I get excited by the thought of connection too. I like to cry 'cause of what I make believe. It's time I put my brain on. I won't try to convince you I'm not gonna die. I might feel bad for a minute, so what? I won't try to convince you. I might sulk by myself and drink reality. I used to wish wish that my parents were together till I understood that it takes two to create a home. They say don't let them tell you twice it's not you. It's time I put my brain on. Imagine pissing over the mother of your child, only for baby to grow up and see why it poured. All I saw back then is what I made believe. It's time I put my brain on. It's time I put my brain on. It's time I put my brain on. It's time I put my brain on.
Okay, what is this next one? It is Start a Fire. I'm afraid the stakes are ever higher. I felt so undesired. It's time now, climb the ladder. By the time you're aware, you'll see the oh, these streets where your eyes watching, lost in every look is daunting. Take this mirror, I don't like this. They don't have the right to deny my human right to life. Will I start a fire if I say all right? But who am I to take a stand? Pry your eyes open so you can see your assumptions of who I am. I'm not the same fool you ignored me then. Did you say there's no room for me? I'm afraid. Will I start a fire if I say all right? But who am I to take a stand? Pry your eyes open so you can see through your assumptions of who I am. I'm not the same fool you ignored me then. Did you say there's no room for me? Have you heard? I'm better and I'm so proud. I'm living for myself now. I feel so damn in love. All I want is to execute this dream. This one is called I Was Never in Love with You. just a shell of... Okay, sorry. I messed that up. I was never in love with you.
Joined in the studio by Otto Kemka, just played some songs. Now, I mean, I feel like if your songs are biographical or autobiographical, as it were, then we kind of got introduced to you, but I want to kind of get a little more actual backstory from you that's not, you know, elliptical in like lyrical form. So as I understand it, you're a journalist?
I consider myself a musician and multidisciplinary writer, and journalism is a part of it. Yeah. I do struggle. I don't know if struggle is a strong word, but with claiming the title, I started a degree in journalism, and then I went into sociology, and I found my way back actually writing some profiles and some autobiographical articles detailing my journey as an artist, but so that's where I'm at with that. I'm not sure if I can claim journalism, but I guess I do write that in my
bio. I was curious if, like, you know, like journalism was what the thing like that pays the bills, and then like music is the thing that you're like wanting to do, kind of thing, right? Because certainly I know teachers who are singers or like, you know, have like day jobs to kind of like make it work. And I was curious if this was kind of like the pursuit you've always wanted to do, or is it all part of like one pursuit for you?
Yeah, so I consider myself a musician first, and that's what I've always wanted to do, but I also really enjoy writing. I teach music, I do a bit of fact-checking, I do a bunch of random gigs, whether it's like sitting on this panel or that panel, and probably a bunch of stuff that is escaping me right now, but I'm kind of like a freelancer.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
So the music, what led you to music? Like, was there a specific artist or like an incident or like someone gave you the guitar, or like, how did you kind of come to music as being kind of the thing you most want to do?
I've loved music for as long as I can remember. And so I remember just, you know, hearing, whether it was like that Destiny's Child song or like Spice Girls, and just having that one song that just was repeatedly just playing in my head, and like that I would, you know, be super excited to go back home after elementary or whatever to catch it on the radio. And so my earlier days was super into pop and R&B, and then I moved into an area where there was kind of like this like rapper thing, and then like the rock thing and skater culture, and I heard it was a System of a Down song, and I just really loved how crunchy and still a sense of melody and maybe that work and like other works. And that's where my interest in rock began. I've come to a place now where I'm definitely, because as a teen, I really kind of like dug into rock/crunchy music. And for whatever reason, as much as, like I've mentioned, pop, R&B, rock is the genre that really seems to, channel my songs through. I mean, that being said, releasing I'm Not Afraid to Die Anymore, but I'm also finishing a next record, which is not rock and not pop, as described by my producer James Bunton. And so I will eventually just be honoring all the different sides of me, but I like the sound of the guitar a lot. Playing it is a lot of work, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you were saying off air while we were doing the recording that, you know, singing and the guitar together, not necessarily your favorite thing to do, but you understand it's kind of like the delivery system for your song has to be via the guitar.
Yeah. And I mean, the idea of maybe having someone else play the work is not super appealing kind of logistically, but I don't know. There's something my work is super personal, and there is something about me not only writing the songs, but, playing them myself on the instrument. I think that just creates the person that I want to be as an artist. And so you make these like quote unquote sacrifices to kind of be that person. Yeah.
So when you're writing the songs, do the lyrics come first then?
It really depends. I think usually I have maybe like a hook or something, and so whether it's driving or being, I don't know, in the shower or whatever, and I might either set out to write a song, and so when I set out to write songs, I try to start with a line that I really like and then build out a chorus and then go from there. Sometimes It doesn't happen all the time, but I've literally heard music in my sleep. And so that's kind of one of those things where you have to catch it if you wake up and write that down. And then maybe sometimes too, I'll doodle around on the guitar, but typically I try to start with a hook or something. Mm.
You mentioned, you know, being drawn to System of a Down because there was still melody in amidst the crunch. And that sounds like maybe like the pop, the pop kid who liked Destiny's Child and Spice Girls still wanted a through line of like a melody, but like that what surrounded it needed to be like louder and kind of more angular or like abrasive. But that suggests like, yeah, like your songs, like there is like a, your voice is the like Destiny's Child and the guitar is maybe the System of a Down of it all. Am I reading too much into that?
I think that I don't know if I would characterize my voice and my guitar as like two separate, distinct things. I don't know if this is just kind of one of those things that like every artist says or whatever. As much as I can pinpoint artists and at different times, like I could put artists that I've connected to on a timeline and create a through line that way. I would just say that I think my voice just kind of serves the song. And so if the emotion is a little raw and abrasive and, you know, trying to make a statement, then it might be punchier. If it's a softer, maybe calmer or maybe more desperate feeling, then it's that. Yeah, I would attach that more to a feeling than like a genre or something like that. Yeah.
So the autobiographical nature of the songwriting, like, do you ever like hesitate to put certain things out as a song? Like, cause it seems like your like emotions are laid pretty bare.
Yeah. That's definitely something that I've had to consider because my, other people's stories are going to inevitably be a part of my story, but it's my story first and I have the right to tell it. And so I have done the work to kind of consider, I can't think of any specific examples right now, but if there's a feeling or something that I want to say, how to put articulate it in a way that centers me and kind of avoids implicating others as much as possible, although that isn't completely entirely unavoidable. And music for me is I process through music as, you know, one means of processing things. And so it's really important for me to say what I have to say.
Do you ever hesitate about a song? Like, do you feel like you're like, oh man, am I giving too much of myself away in this song?
I think so. Let me just scan my brain really quickly. What I can say is, I mean, I still, depending on the room, if, you know, like an imposter syndrome, I sing Born in Cameroon, 9 months old toward Montreal. I just talk about, I mention domestic abuse, and there are moments where I'm kind of like, ooh, I hope this isn't too much for this audience because I don't know, maybe it's a market or whatever and people are just out here like buying fudge and like new fabrics and candles and I'm like singing about difficult things. But I don't know. I think I just have, I'm still developing this like North Star, which is like, considerate and careful authenticity. So, yeah.
What work goes into developing that North Star then? Like, how do you work towards that?
Well, I've loved music for as long as I can remember, and I've through the work, you know, I talk about like this rise out of this emotional gutter, and I've found that I really have to be honest. Like, we all, I'm sure, encounter situations where things are just not dealt with, or like things happen and there's no actual like conversation about it, and you just kind of move on, and because that honesty is super important to me, and I found that the more carefully honest, because there are people that I would consider to be super direct, like I'm very like, oh, let me choose my words before like saying what I have to say, and I may, you know, take a moment before expressing something or like responding to like an email or whatever, but my goal is however long it takes to do it, because it's what keeps me alive and thriving. Not to sound like super intense, but honestly, it's what you need to not walk around feeling, I don't know, invisible and not expressing yourself, so therefore being invisible and not connection is the goal too with what I do as a musician and just in everyday life. And so if I can lay myself bare and have people accept me for that, then it's just the greatest feeling in the world.
To go from that like feeling of invisibility to like high vis, like here I am, this is me laid bare kind of aspect of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's in the music, but it can also be in little moments where, and of course there's always like a negotiating whether, you know, something is a hill to die on, but all those moments where you silence yourself, you're kind of, I guess, disrespecting yourself in a way, and you're telling yourself that your voice doesn't matter. And of course there's like a host of reasons why you might get to that place, but I've been in that place where I just didn't feel like I had a voice. And so it's super important to me that if I'm going to do what I love, then it's going to be me and it's going to express what I want to express.
So does going to those places that birthed the songs to then perform the songs, like, is that a tricky thing for you? I've asked this of other artists who've, like, you know, written about grief or things like that. Like, do you have to kind of tap into that initial emotion to then, like, play the song? Or are you able to, like, kind of now stand outside of those initial emotions that maybe were very tough that fueled a song?
Yeah, I think generally I'm able, I'm not completely just taken back to those places. There is one time where I performed a song which isn't on this record, it's on the next one, but that was just, it was quite raw, and I was like crying and people were kind of crying, and it was definitely a tough one. But usually I'm separated enough from the event that I can perform okay, and it's more of a mental thing of like, remember to, you know, evoke this emotion here.
Sure. You've mentioned this record. I'm wondering, maybe we can play one of the like studio versions of a track that maybe you didn't play live here, that if you have a reason why you're picking it or something you wanted to kind of say about that track, for folks to kind of hear the record rather than the studio.
Okay. Well, there's a song that I didn't play, and that's called, it's the title track, which is I'm Not Afraid to Die Anymore. to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, please.
The record, okay, so I'm not necessarily going to go into super, super detail, but I had an incident where I thought I was dying. It turns out I was only passing out, but I have this like fear of death. And in that moment, I realized that when I thought I was facing it, I had no choice but to accept it. And so after the fact, it kind of fueled my resolve to face my fears and to do the things that are scary, because, well, death can't be scary, that scarier, if you know, when you think you're like right there, you have no choice but to accept it. I face that, like, what else is there to fear? And of course, it wasn't an actual near-death experience, but the feelings and the thoughts of like thinking that this is it were quite real. So
all right, well, we'll give that one a listen. Thank you for explaining it. Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming in and playing live.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm starting to feel fake, but I'm just trying to fight it, eating my dinner, struggling at the table, headed for the couch. I might not make it, so I try to say goodbye. And now you talk about love. Why did you wait for so long?
Can't make up the time we will lose.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, you heard I'm Not Afraid to Die Anymore, the title track from A.N. That's Ado Kemka's project. My thanks to Ado for coming in earlier this week to record that live session and interview. I will link to their artist page in the show description. We are going to get into some more music before we hand things over to After 8 Radio. We're going to start ramping things up sonically here. As we hand things over, we're going to start on a slow note. We got a couple of slow burners for you. Katie Tupper with a new single out this week called Outside the Gate. If you listen to this show, you know I love Katie Tupper and her music. Big fan of what she does. And then Laura San out of Quebec with a new single called Melancholia that caught my ear. Really dug this one and tracked down a copy this week after I heard it on Bandcamp. Anyway, we are going to get into some more great music. A lot of stuff dropped this week. We'll get in as much of it as we can before we hand things over to Kai. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
Your love is like a paradise. I'm stuck outside the gate. The opening is ever wide, but I can't fit through with my bags. I'm simply asking, is it better or worse to act like I'm worth it until it comes true? I'm simply asking, does it pass by? Will love and feel this hard for the rest of my life? I think I'm broken, might have got it backwards. When I was programmed, they might have missed a pattern. Cause you're here and you're perfect, and I want this to happen. But I just feel so lonely and on a different planet. I think I'm broken, oh no. Your love is like a cityscape, but I grew up in cold fields. Your shadow's taking over me, but I think I like how it feels. I'm simply thinking about my whole life, how I hadn't met myself until the night. I'm simply thinking of all that's passed by, cause I've been too scared to live my life. I think I'm broken, might have got it backwards. When I was programmed, they might have missed a pattern. Cause you're here and you're perfect, and I want this to happen. But I just feel so lonely and on a different plane. I pulled some strings till I could finally take it. Lived half a lie, I did my share of faking. I can't avoid it, comes out in spaces. It's begging to be found. I think I'm broken, might have got it backwards. When I was programmed, they might have missed a pattern. Cause you're here and you're perfect, and I want this to happen. But I just feel so lonely and on a different planet. I think I'm broken. I think I'm broken. I think I'm broken. I'm broken.
Thank you. things you told me that you cared about.
Thank you. chama lama, tudo é rima. A rama só o salto de uma rã. Muro de coco, o chão faz o som de cu. De mal me quer, de mal me quer. De bem, de bem me diz. De me dizendo assim, serei feliz. Serei feliz de flor, de flor e flor. Só pensando em som, de vai e vem. De ver, de ver, de ver, pé de caminho. E cu de pena mil, de bem de vir. Amanhecendo assim, perto de mim. Perto da claridade da manhã. A cama lama tudo é rima. A rama são o salto de uma rã. Fogo de cu, samba de som de cu. De mal me quer, de mal me quer, de bem. De bem me diz, de me dizendo assim. Serei feliz, serei feliz. De cor, de cor e cor. De samba e samba e som.
Curar a ferida, esquecer nosso pecado.